John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Back with us once again, finally. It has been like 4 or 5 years since you've been here, right? Dana Gould is
How are you?
I am well. How are you, sir?
Well, the last time I was here, you said, if you do well, we'll have you right back. Here I am.
Speaking of doing well, how are the girls? And it was funny because I went on Wikipedia, so I wanted to see if there was anything that I hadn't heard about you recently. And it cracks me up because I remember you saying this about it. It says, Dana Gould has 3 adopted children from China.
Yes.
You know, they always have to put that in there. It's like, all right, just that's 3 adopted children.
My kids are great. They're 9, 14, and 16, and at any given moment, I love any 2 of them. but this is just a great story about, like, just kids. So, my kids are adopted from China, and, you know, often people would ask, like, when my wife and I, now ex-wife, but there's still my ex-wife and my current children. you know, people would see us all together and they're like, oh, you adopted. Why did you adopt? I was like, none of your business. You know, I don't go up to people with biological kids. What happened here? Someone come home early and drop a load of Tatnog in the baby bunker? What's going on? It's none of your business. And so, but my daughters, when they were littler, when they're like 6 and 8 years old, they went to this little horse riding camp in Burbank. And I'm picking them up one day from horse riding camp. And there are these 3 other little Asian girls there. And I go, who are those guys? And my daughter goes, oh, they're from Japan. Their dad's here for the summer. And they're just visiting. And I went, did you do anything with them today? And they went, no. And I said, well, you know, they kind of kept to themselves. And I said, well, you know, tomorrow, you should kind of make an effort to include them. They probably feel intimidated by everybody. And, you know, maybe you'll become friends. You'll have friends that live in Japan. It'll be really cool. So the next day I pick them up and I'm driving them home and I'm looking at my daughters in the rearview mirror. And I go, how'd you go? Did you do anything with those kids from Japan? And sitting in the back seat, my Chinese daughter goes, no, they were always off by themselves. Tang, 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 tang. And I had to pull over. And I, honey, no. Honey, that's how I talk about you. You can't do that. You can't do that to someone else.
But now you've got 3 other kids
in
your life.
Yes, my girlfriend. Well, right. She's not a girl.
The woman you're dating.
Yeah, because woman friend sounds somebody grandpa has to bring to dinner with him in case his machine breaks down. You know, grandpa's coming for Thanksgiving, but he's bringing his woman friend because all the food goes through that tube first. She won't eat with us, but I want her in the house. So, yeah, my adult female social companion.
Okay.
She has 2-year-old triplets. And everybody has the same reaction. They're not cobras. They're just babies. But the point of this whole story is I had never changed a boy's diaper before.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've ever changed a boy's diaper or seen an elephant wash itself in a river. But it was the dance. I was not prepared for the dancing waters.
Yeah.
And then, so I literally, he pees on my head, and I turn around to get a rag, but I turn back, and he is ungently pulling.
Yep.
And it wasn't like, you know, absent-minded pocket pool waiting for your Uber. It was like he was trying to pull the skin off a serpent. And I literally went, and I think that's why the Three Stooges are so popular, even still, because that noise has been in our brains for thousands of years. Like, that's a lizard brain response, like Java Man out on the Serengeti watching his kid pull on his junk too hard. And now you have to say, honey, the baby's trying to pull his junk off. How do you want me to play this?
And he's laughing about it. Dave and I both have sons that are almost 2.
Yeah.
Oh, every, so you know,
laughing about it. It's the funniest thing. They're punching it.
Oh, like, yeah. It's
really pulling on it.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you only get one. You do. This is not tonsils.
It can be removed, but.
Yeah. No, it was. But what was amazing to me was he had no shame about it at all.
Right.
Like, he was in the middle of the room, lights on. He knew he had about 45 seconds before I got that diaper on. And he was taking a genital vacation. Because yeah. I think I was, all I get, you are not Catholic. You know, like, even at 2 years old, if I was going to touch my junk, I'd turn off the lights, crawl behind the couch. I still do that in hotels.
Let me ask you a question, because, you know, we're a classic rock station. We play a lot of Beatles music. And I believe you have a theory. I'm pretty sure you have a theory about the Beatles.
I do.
All right.
Well, recently, Stephen Hawking passed away a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to people were always trying to find an analogy for what he meant to astronomy and science. And, and it basically came down to, he was the Beatles of scientists.
Okay.
Like, that is our language for, that's the most successful version you can be of a thing.
Of a thing. Okay.
Yeah. The Rolling Stones are the Beatles of music, except for the Beatles.
Okay.
You know? Pete Townsend was not the Beatles of The Who. Keith Moon was the Beatles of The Who.
Okay.
So when Mick Jagger writes about Pete Townsend, you have to believe him. Because only the Beatles of the Rolling Stones would know who the Mick Jagger of The Who is.
Well, Dana Gould is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock at Helium Comedy Club. As always, you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Are you still doing anything with The Simpsons? Are you done with that?
No, I go back occasionally and do a voice or something. It's kind of like the Mafia. They never let you leave.
Right. Well, Dave asked me, all right, did you ever voice anything on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Did you do Barney Fife?
I was Barney. If you ever hear Barney Fife on The Simpsons, it's me.
Yeah.
He'd often talk to Chief Wiggum from the TV. There are many ways to do the book. I was talking about the music of language, and like, and my first bit in comedy. I know we're gonna,
no,
my,
right.
My first bit in comedy was Andy Griffith reciting 1999.
Okay.
I was dreaming when I wrote this, so forgive me if I go astray. But when I woke up this morning, I could have sworn it was Judgment Day. Sky was all purple. There was people running everywhere. And that would segue into Don Knotts doing Super Freak.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
And the whole point of that is it has nothing to do with the joke. He's just like, those voices sound funny.
Right. Yeah.
That's what all of cultural appropriation comes down to. It's just, it sounds funny. But I used to do a bit about Don Knotts, and I did it on my early album, that his voice was so identifiable that he couldn't make crank phone calls.
I've been looking at you through the bedroom window.
Is this Don Knotts? And years later, I met his daughter, Karen, and she came up to me and she went, I love that bit you do about my father. And clearly, somebody said, he does a funny bit about your father, and she'd never heard it. But it was like being like, you should hear it before you say that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.